This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held productive exchanges with G7 leaders on key global challenges and shared aspirations for a better planet during the G7 Outreach Summit at Kananaskis in Canada. He participated in G7 discussions on the future of energy security, technology, infrastructure and investment to ensure access and affordability in a changing world. This was the Prime Minister's sixth consecutive participation in the G7 summit. Mr. Modi exchanged views with leaders of G7 countries, other invited outreach countries and heads of international organizations on crucial global issues. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met with Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum Pardo on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Kananaskis, Canada. This was the first meeting between the two leaders. Prime Minister Modi thanked President Sheinbaum for the Mexico's support in India's fight against terrorism. Highlighting the historical bonds of friendship between India and Mexico, the two leaders agreed to work together to further expanding ties in areas such as trade, investment, startup, innovation, science and technology, and the automotive sector. The Prime Minister emphasized the need for collaboration in the fields of semiconductors, AI, quantum technology, and critical minerals. Mr. Modi also held a bilateral meeting with South Korean President Lee Jae-myung. The two leaders reaffirmed their commitment to deepening the India-South Korea special strategic partnership and explored new avenues for cooperation. Mr. Modi also met with German Chancellor Friedrich Merz and interacted with South African President Cyril Ramaphosa and Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese at the G7 summit. On the third leg of his visit, Prime Minister Modi will reach Croatia today. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News in Zagreb, Indian Ambassador to Croatia, Arun Goel said, Mr. Modi's visit to Croatia will also underscore India's commitment to further strengthening its engagement with partners in the European Union.
Visit by Honorable Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi is a huge thing because it's putting Croatia on the global map. So this is the first visit to Balkans that now India is focusing on Balkans in its foreign policy. So the whole region gets a big boost with this visit, the bonding which is likely to develop between the two prime ministers and resultantly amongst the people of two countries. So this is going to put our relations in all spheres on a different trajectory, the fruits of which will be visible in the decades to come.
With national emergency in Israel still in place and the airspace closed, the Indian Embassy in Tel Aviv has asked for those Indians looking to leave the country to look at availing land border crossing options. The embassy has asked Indian citizens staying in Israel to register with the mission. According to the advisory, all Indians in Israel are safe and the embassy is constantly monitoring the situation, setting up a 24/7 helpline. In Chhattisgarh, three villagers were murdered and a dozen others abducted as Maoists carried out retaliatory violence in Peddakorna, a remote forest settlement in Bijapur district last evening. The suspected Maoists targeted a family connected to a surrendered Maoist and unleashed violence on the innocent villagers. All the victims are reported to be close relatives of Dinesh Modiyam, a former Maoist who had surrendered to authorities earlier. One of Indonesia's most active volcanoes erupted yesterday, spewing a massive ash cloud more than 11 kilometers into the sky, prompting officials to issue the country's highest alert. Indonesia's volcanology agency confirmed that Mount Lewutobi Lakalaki erupted in the evening, sending the vast cloud over the tourist island of Flores. Hockey India Masters Cup for men and women begins in Chennai today. The tournament hosted by the Hockey Unit of Tamil Nadu is being held at the Mayor Radhakrishnan Hockey Stadium in the city. The matches are for 40-plus age group men and 35-plus age group women. The event will feature 12 men's and 8 women's teams. In this 10-day tournament, Himachal Pradesh and Maharashtra will face each other in the opening clash today. In the ICC Women's ODI batting rankings, India's Smriti Mandhana has regained the number one position. For the first time since November 2019, the 28-year-old rose to the top with 727 rating points, overtaking South Africa's Laura Volvadet, who dropped to join second with England's Nat Skiver-Brand. Mandhana's return to form includes her 11th ODI century scored during the final of India's recent tri-series against Sri Lanka and South Africa in Colombo. That is the end of this news bulletin.